This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Iranian President Ibrahim Raisi told a crowd in Tehran, quote, the Zionist regime will pay the price following two explosions that killed nearly 100 people on Wednesday to commemorate Commander Qasem Soleimani. Iran has in the past blamed Israel for attacks on individual people or places within its borders, claims which Israel has neither confirmed nor denied, but there was no indication of any involvement of a foreign state in the cemetery explosions. Iran's health minister told state TV the death toll was at 95, down from 103, and said 211 others were injured, making it the deadliest attack in the history of the Islamic Republic, which has faced similar incidents in the past from various groups, including the Islamic State. Israel is on alert for a possible Hezbollah response after a senior Hamas leader was killed in a Beirut strike. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Israeli officials have not commented on the strike that killed Hamas's number two political leader, Saleh Arouri, but Rear Admiral Daniel Hagari, an Israeli military spokesman, says we're on high readiness for any scenario. The U.S. has sought to prevent any widening of the conflict, including by deploying two aircraft carriers and other military assets to the region. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is expected in the region this week. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and other officials have repeatedly threatened to kill Hamas leaders wherever they are. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. The death toll from a powerful earthquake in Japan that struck the country's west coast on New Year's Day rose to 73 on Thursday as search for survivors under buildings continued and tens of thousands of evacuees awaited aid. This is VOA News. Sierra Leone's ex-president Ernest Bai Koroma has been charged with treason, a court in the capital Freetown said on Wednesday. Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo has more.
The former president was being investigated by police in relation to a failed military attempt to topple the West African country's government in November. Gunmen attacked military barracks, a prison, and other locations in Sierra Leone on November 26. They freed about 2,200 inmates and killed more than 20 people. Authorities later said that it was a foiled coup led mostly by Koroma's bodyguards. Koroma, who condemned the attacks in a statement shortly after they happened, was summoned for questioning in December as part of the police investigation.
Reuters correspondent Alice Rizzo. Uganda's military says an attack helicopter being used in the fight against Islamic extremists in neighboring Congo has crashed into a Ugandan house, killing both crew members and a civilian in the building. A spokesperson says the cause of the crash near the border is suspected to be bad weather. The helicopter was flying to Congo, where Uganda's military is fighting the Allied Democratic Forces. The extremist group is allied to the Islamic State organization. Chad's military leader has appointed a former opposition leader and pro-democracy figure, Success Masra, as prime minister in a newly appointed transitional government. But opposition and civil society groups are skeptical the new prime minister can convince the military to give up power. Moki Edwin Kendezka reports from neighboring Cameroon.
Mahamat Amat Arhabu, a close aide of military ruler General Mahamat Idriss Deby, says the new government will prepare Chad for return to civilian rule. Masra replaced Saleh Kebzabu, a Deby appointment who served as prime minister for 14 months. On Sunday, Deby said he had accepted Kebzabo's resignation following the adoption of a new constitution, in which 85% of Chadians voted in favor of the new document. Moki Edwin Kinzuka, VOA News, Yaoundé, Cameroon.
A woman who says she was victimized by deceased sex trafficker Jeffrey Epstein said Britain's Prince Andrew groped her at Epstein's New York townhouse in 2001, according to court documents from a civil suit unsealed on Wednesday. The incident, which had been previously reported and Andrew has denied, was among the details revealed in a trove of previously redacted documents. Epstein took his own life in 2019 at age 66 while awaiting trial on federal sex trafficking charges. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA.